Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions, troops. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show my friend Steve Wilson, the man from helpvet.net. As regular listeners know, the purpose of helpvet.net is to, help vets who have needs. So, welcome back, Steve.
Hey, Danny. Thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on air with you and to speak to the men and women of our service and their families who have sacrificed so much for the freedoms of our country. So thanks again for having me on there. It's an honor to be with you today, Danny.
Hey, I appreciate that, my friend. Steve, I understand that helpvet.net, its goal is to provide resources to veterans who have a need. Give us a quick overview of what you do.
Well, HelpVet was formed to really empower service members and the families and survivors and really the entire military community with a wide variety of benefits and resources and company discounts, not to mention a large network of nationwide service providers who have deep ties to their community and care a great deal about our service members. So we connect any vet, any active military, all the families to all sorts of programs and services and discounts, along with countless other valuable resources to really improve the military life and help them live the best life that they could possibly live. We make it easy to access and understand benefits earned in service. We have a large database of articles and resources that will guide them through every step of their military journey and certainly when they come home. We offer help with education, employment, finances, housing, travel, even entertainment. We speak about healthcare benefits, retirement benefits, VA loan benefits, and so much more. We offer a variety of discounts that are available only to the military community, from apparel and accessories to travel and lodging. Major companies, from Ford and GM to Harley-Davidson, but I won't bore you with a whole list. But we really do believe strongly in strengthening communities by coming together to serve a greater purpose. And we partner with a wide variety of local businesses to bring their quality services directly into the hands of the military community. It's a relationship that not only pours money into the local community, but it also serves to unite our service members with businesses in their own backyard that really care. We kind of bridge the gap. So, you know, there's a tremendous amount of veterans who are not entitled to full benefits. Most are very limited. And we bridge that gap. So we have our business cards. They have the HelpVet website on it, a little bit about us, the main phone number and a mission statement spelled out on the back of the card. Well, those cards have been hand-delivered. They continue to be hand-delivered by the tens of thousands to different VAs, VFWs, American Legions, DAVs, and all the different veteran groups. So our goal is to get those cards into the hands of the members, the families, so they know who to call. They know where to come to online. I'll give you one example. Our cards are over at the Phoenix, Arizona VA, and we get a number of calls coming in from them, from individuals that are not entitled to full benefits. Let's say a veteran doesn't get eye care or dental work. The VA will hand them our card, and we'll find them local representation. We'll try as hard as we possibly can to find them local representation in their own backyard. But one thing about HelpVet, we try to find businesses that we would feel comfortable enough to send our own mothers to, our own children to. So we have a very strong vetting out process, and we handpick any of the businesses that will even invite to participate in our vision and to put their hands on to the veterans and military families of our country.
Wow, that is incredibly important. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing helpvet.net with Steve Wilson. Steve, I can't imagine anybody who at some point doesn't occasionally need help for something that they don't have a resource for. And it's nice to know that there's a place you can go. The worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to ask and get a no, we can't help you answer. The best thing that'll happen is you're going to get some options. So there's no risk, and there's all kinds of potential positives coming out of that. And this is not just for the vets, but it's for their families too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for active military, it's for vets and for families. You know, there's a reason that businesses should look to be involved with HelpVet and be part of our community. We connect veterans, active military, and family members to local businesses. All the vets, all the active military and their families through HelpVet have free access to vital information and invaluable resources that affect their lives both economically and socially. And by creating relationships between local businesses, the vets, the military, and the families, we show our support. for the over 22 million vets in active military and the countless family members that have sacrificed for the freedoms that we Americans so easily take for granted. The tremendous byproduct of community revitalization is realized. As local business grows, so does local economy, supporting the ideals of better schools, better roads, higher property values, and really a better quality of life for all Americans.
Very well said. And I am really, really appreciative that the fact that you're there for the families too, because even way back when I was on active duty, we often said they also serve us, only sit and wait for us to come home. So yeah. That's really important to me that you guys do reach out and serve the families.
Well, there's another aspect to this, because there are active military, there are veterans. I mean, Jenny, when you were in service, how many times did you PCS? How many times were you sent to another location?
Oh, probably 10.
Okay. And if you have kids, I would assume it's really difficult to uproot everybody, especially when they're in school.
Indeed.
It's a whole upheaval of an individual's life. So what we do is we'll try to help the veteran, the active military, the families when they're moving, to try to form local networks that will take care of their families, whether it be a realtor that we would send our own mom to that would take care of the veteran like they're their own family and put them into a home that they would live in with their own families. We try to find them financial advice if they need help with any type of consolidation. If they're in debt, we'll find them loan officers that will help them. We'll find them all different types of personal services on a daily basis, everything from accounting all the way through yoga studios. And we're looking for local businesses that are willing to step up to the plate and help those that have sacrificed so much for our country.
How would a local business who wanted to step up or at least talk to you about how to participate, how would they reach out to you?
Well, certainly through our website, which is helpvet.net. You can scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. We have our toll-free number down on the bottom, as well as our address and our contact information. So they can call in. They can also send an email in to support@helpvet.net. That's support@helpvet.net. They can ask to speak with me if they'd like to, Steve Wilson, and I'd be more than happy to contact them back. One of the other things that HelpVet is also reaching out to do is hiring disabled vets, people that might be homebound, people that might be disfigured, or people that might be paralyzed to a point or stuck in a wheelchair. These are the individuals of our country that the culture really shuns, and it's very difficult for them to support their families. So we give them an opportunity to earn a paycheck, to be able to not only support themselves financially, but their families financially, which really changes their lives. It gives them an opportunity to be a productive part of society again, like we all want to do. So we're looking for those types of individuals as well. And again, if you're looking for a position, if you're looking for an opportunity for employment and you're a vet, we'd love to speak with you. So please go to our website at helpvet.net, send in an email to support@helpvet.net, or give us a call. We'd love to speak with you.
Steve, that's awesome. I am so proud to have you as a friend and a regular on the show. Thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for all that HelpVet.net does for the military veteran community. You're my buddy.
Jen, we are so committed to make sure that this country understands that they train these kids to be killing machines. They expect them to come back into our culture and into a society that really doesn't understand them. There is such a need for individuals that have served our country, not only for the PTSD, the attempted suicides, the traumatic brain injuries, the people that are homeless. There's such a tremendous need out there. And HelpVet is here to come to the call and try to help to the best of our abilities. So I want to just say thank you again for having me on the show. It's a pleasure always to be with you. And may God continue to bless you, the brave men and women of our armed forces, those who serve, their families, and this great country that we live in, the United States of America.
Amen, brother.